you find people that make decisions that are based on human reason and human logic, but you're never going to get where you want to go in life by disobeying God. If you'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. I remember on that same note, you're in Deuteronomy 11, we'll get there in a moment, but I remember when I was 18 years old, I went to a church, and the church had about 150, 175 people in it. And in this church, there was nobody between the ages of 18 and 30 except me. I was 18 years old. There were a bunch of teenagers in the youth group. There were a few teenage girls that I wasn't really interested in. And there was just nobody. I mean, the next person up in age from me, I'm 18, was 30 years old, and there was a guy with a couple of kids, and he's 30, and that's like my peer, okay? I didn't like that very much, obviously. I'm going to this church, but I went there because I thought, you know, this is the church that's preaching right. This is the church where I'm learning the Bible. This is the church that taught me how to win souls and knock doors and do something with my life. And so I didn't go to the big liberal church like my friends were doing. Hey, why do you think I was the only person that was there between 18 and 30? Because they were all making the exodus. You know, they turned 18, and they're making the exodus down to First Baptist Church of Elk Grove, California. You know, the big Southern Baptist church down there. And they're making their run up to this church and to Adventure Church and to Bayside Christian Church. And they all made the exodus. And I said, no, I'm not going to go to that church. No, I'm not going to listen to the NIV preach. No, I'm not going to go to a church where nobody ever gets saved or baptized. Hey, that's the junk that I came out of when I left Egypt, when I left the liberal churches that I grew up in. I came to a fundamental Baptist church because I believe that that's where God is working. And God can bring me to a good church. Hey, and if God can teach me how to win people to Christ, I believe that God is going to give me the desires of my heart. If I trust in the Lord, He'll bring it to pass. And what happened? I met my wife out soul winning. Out seeking the kingdom of God. Out doing what God wanted me to do. Out winning people to Christ. Out preaching the gospel. I won my wife to the Lord before we married. Obviously, that's when we first met. I began to give the gospel to her. Eventually got her saved. Wife, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.